It is 92.1 Hank FM here with KB and Marlee, and sad to report that sickness has done crept into the Buckner household.
You have the coronavirus?
No, no, but the wife, when she was at the urgent care yesterday, when she was diagnosed with bronchitis.
Yes.
Common. I mean, we know what bronchitis is, but for some reason or another, she was telling me. First of all, everybody was wearing the masks. Everybody.
At the urgent care.
The doctors, the nurses, except she said for the brave receptionist who was just cut their own caution to the wind.
And didn't they determine that the mask really doesn't do anything?
That is what
for
we
you?
Have heard some smart people say. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, and then he was like, well, it's, you know, bronchitis, which is a virus. It's not, and she was like, yeah, I know. It's kind of like the coronavirus. Not the coronavirus, but it's like, dude, don't even.
Don't bring it up.
Why are you doing that? So
was
here
she
we are.
Freaked out?
Well, yeah, a little bit, but no, she's coronavirus free since 2003. We're good on that. But since nobody's really reporting on this stuff, we figured
coronavirus.
We need to do an update.
Yeah. Coronavirus.
Which, with this guy singing it, doesn't sound so scary, does it?
Coronavirus.
Yeah, that's apparently one of the people that are sequestered overseers.
Kind of an island beat to it.
It's kind of, yeah, it makes you feel better about life. But yeah, a little coronavirus update here. Weird things are going on. And back over here, the Texas couple has returned. Rachel and Tyler Torres, bless their hearts.
From North Texas, yeah.
Spent their two-week honeymoon quarantined on that cruise ship that was off the coast of Japan.
I'd be so angry.
Now, they didn't test positive or anything, but they are back in the States, quarantined again in San Antonio. At least, you know, they're together. But Rachel says she cried at her first dinner back in America because her food actually had seasoning.
Well, yeah. Aww. When you're from Texas, you want it to have flavor.
And then there's unintended consequences that are coming from this. We're hearing a lot about a lot of profits, a lot of big companies are having to change their massive outlooks and plans because so much is manufactured over there.
Right. Apple is having some issues because they make so much of the iPhone over
now
there.
Now they're literally losing money because Beijing Central Bank is burning $600 million in order to stop the spread of coronavirus through the dollar bills.
I thought it was airborne. How does it stick to paper?
I don't know. They're disinfecting
Can
also with UV lights.
It? Lights. You have to burn it?
I might. Wow. $600 million. Would you take that there? I don't know. Then it's bumping up crime. Thieves have stolen 6,000 plus coronavirus masks in Tokyo.
Yeah.
That's after they stole
probably
all the toilet paper from Hong Kong.
Selling them on the black market.
And then, goodness gracious, then there are some people profiting off of it.
Okay.
Because if you have an iPhone and you're wearing a coronavirus mask, and you try the facial recognition, it won't unlock. So there's now a company, FacialDemasks.com, will bring your face. They will print it out, 3D. You can show it up to your phone, and it will unlock it. Seriously?
Oh, my. And I'm sure you have to pay for that app, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And it's 3D printing. That's not cheap. Mm-hmm. Also, it's going to affect our TV. Coming, I understand, to Fox this summer, it is the coronavirus masked singer. So that's going to be a new show.
It's you, me, and KB and Marlee. Waking up with Real Country 92.1. Hank FM.